Hermione left the hospital wing, dewhiskered, tailless, and fur-free, at the beginning of February. On her first evening back in Gryffindor Tower, Harry showed her T.M. Riddle's diary and told her the story of how they had found it.
"Ooh, it might have hidden powers," said Hermione enthusiastically, taking the diary and looking at it closely.
"If it has, it's hiding them very well," said Ron. "Maybe it's shy. I don't know why you don't chuck it, Harry."
"I wish I knew why someone did try to chuck it," said Harry. "I wouldn't mind knowing how Riddle got an award for special services to Hogwarts either."
"Could have been anything," said Ron. "Maybe he got 30 OWLs or saved a teacher from the giant squid. Maybe he murdered Myrtle. That would have done everyone a favour." But Harry could tell from the arrested look on Hermione's face that she was thinking what he was thinking.
"What?" said Ron, looking from one to the other. "Well, the Chamber of Secrets was opened 50 years ago, wasn't it?" he said. "That's what Malfoy said."
"Yeah," said Ron slowly.
"And this diary is 50 years old," said Hermione, tapping it excitedly. "So?"
"Oh, Ron, wake up," snapped Hermione. "We know the person who opened the chamber last time was expelled 50 years ago. We know T.M. Riddle got an award for special services to the school 50 years ago. Well, what if Riddle got his special award for catching the heir of Slytherin? His diary would probably tell us everything, where the chamber is and how to open it and what sort of creature lives in it. The person who's behind the attacks this time wouldn't want that lying around, would they?"
"That's a brilliant theory, Hermione," said Ron, "with just one tiny little flaw. There's nothing written in his diary." But Hermione was pulling her wand out of her bag.
"It might be invisible ink," she whispered.
She tapped the diary 3 times and said,
"Aberration."
Nothing happened. Undaunted, Hermione shoved her hand back into her bag and pulled out what appeared to be a bright red eraser.
"It's a revealer. I got it in Diagon Alley," she said.
She rubbed hard on January 1st. Nothing happened.
"I'm telling you, there's nothing to find in there," said Ron.
"Riddle's just got a diary for Christmas and couldn't be bothered filling it in."